Do not therefore lose your confidence, which had a great reward. For patience is necessary for you, that doing the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little and a very little while, and he that is to come, and will not delay. But my just man lives by faith. So we stand up to hear the most holy gospel. It's taken from St. Luke. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nor hidden that shall not be known. For whatsoever things you have spoken in darkness shall be published in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear, in the chambers, shall be preached on the housetops. And I said to you, my friends, be not afraid of them who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear ye him who, after he had killed, had power to cast into hell. Yes, I said to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Yes, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I say to you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. The words of the Most Holy Gospel, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Can take a seat. So, dear friends, this is the First Communion event, which is always has to be special and very important, extremely important, the most important event on earth, in such a way that the one who made the First Communion should never forget this day, because it's the first time that our Lord is going to receive Susie into his body and soul and divinity, and he will communicate her, and her will communicate our Lord. It's a mutual union of love planned by the infinite wisdom and love of God. This union, which is a resemblance of what is going to happen in heaven. This is why it's heaven on earth, this Holy Communion. Because in heaven, we will live the life of God. We will see God as He is. We will know Him and He knows Him. We will love Him and He loves Himself. And we will have His joy, and we will see in Him the whole of heaven, and all the events, and all His wisdom, all His life, all that He wants us to share with us will be seen in Him. This is heaven. To be united in such a way that St. Paul says that no mind can ever be able to explain what has reserved for those who love Him in heaven. Also, God wanted to look for the better, more impressive, miraculous way to be united to us, and He found Holy Communion. Because in Holy Communion, God, our Lord Jesus Christ, in His divinity, is united to our humanity in this moment. His blood is united to our blood. His body is united to our body. His soul is united to our soul in this moment of Holy Communion. And His life, His treasures, His goodness, His mercy, His perfections are ours. it's a fusion between God and us for a few moments. It's the plan of God is that we will grow in His love by this pledge of great love. Yes. So this is the example that God wants to give us of love. Because love is to give oneself completely to the beloved for the beloved's sake. Love is self-diffusive and wants to give completely Himself. So God wants to do put example. He gave all that He has, all His blood and His life, and all His pains, and all the miracles, all the doctrine and the faith, all that He could give it to us, He gave it to us completely. God Himself humbling Himself under the shape of a servant, being treated as a criminal, so that we may be able to be united to Him. So this is why He settled the first commandment, that we may love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole strength. And this happens literally on the communion, on the first communion. Because you have been prepared by God Himself with the faith, the knowledge, the love, the intention, and the disposition to receive God completely as He offers Himself to you all today. So that this union will be kept for eternity. This is His plan. It's really beyond understanding, of course. It's the plan of God, the mercy of God towards us. It's part of His infinite wisdom and mercy. His plan is that this first communion is going to last, that union is going to last through faith in this life, growing every moment until you die. And after you die, His plan is that you have such a disposition and union with Him that you will go straight to heaven. You will not have infidelities in sins, because your love for Him should be burning out any stain that you may commit from here to your death. Because remember, some venial sins can be deleted, can be erased from your soul by acts of love. You say, "Our Father, well said, it's enough with fervor, it's enough to delete your venial sins that you have committed that day," for example. So that union, that love between you and God, it has to be fostered so as to preserve this communion for eternity. This is it's a plan so beautiful. This is why our Lord, He goes beyond all this understanding that we are able to acquire a little bit of understanding, saying, "He who does not eat my flesh and drink my blood will not have life in me, and will not have life everlasting." No? So even he demands, He wants us to receive communion. Even the church has this law, that at least once a year we should receive communion. We must. Because communion is mainly for our Lord, it's not for us. It's something that we forget. Because we are made for God. We love with the love of God. And the end of love is God Himself. Therefore, when we receive Holy Communion, it's for God Himself to manifest His love for us and draw us towards Himself. So that means that we receive communion for God mainly, for Him to manifest His love and His glory through us for Himself. So we don't receive communion for us. It's not the main intention. The most important intention is for God Himself we do it. This is why It's very important to remember also the Holy Communion happens moments after our Lord has been crucified and suffered his passion and death on the cross, on Calvary, during the Mass, in an unbloody manner. So after suffering in such a degree for us, is when he offers his his Holy Communion, when we eat his flesh and drink his blood. So it's a reminder that he annihilated himself, we can say that, and suffered in such a degree, so as to be able to for you to receive him in Holy Communion. So that you may, Susie, be sacrificed completely, crucified for him, your will, especially your will, fulfill the first commandment, loving God with your whole strength, all your possibilities, all your fervor, all the might, all the means that you have available, using them to love God ever more and more, but in a sacrificing manner. And love is to sacrifice yourself. It's something that the world will never understand if they don't have the faith. That the foundation of love is self-sacrifice. This is what love is, to give, is not to receive. Giving is how you receive. It's why communion, you give yourself to God first at Mass. So you come to Mass to give yourself, to crucify yourself. And once you give yourself to God, he gives himself to you after Mass in Holy Communion. This is the spirit of Mass. You are at the foot of the cross, giving. You come to give to God. So by giving to God, how you receive from God the best. He said, no? Be merciful and you shall receive mercy. Forgive and you shall be forgotten. In the measure you give, you shall receive. This is why if we don't sacrifice ourselves, if we don't love in a sacrificing manner, giving up our will, we will not receive the love of God. That is the reason why to fructify the first communion, so to bear fruits from your sacraments and your love, depends mainly of how much you are going to give to God. Because in the measure you give, you receive. Therefore, if you are with a great sorrow for your sins, with a great humility, fidelity to his will, to his commandments, you have all these positions in a prayerful manner continually, you are going to receive all that he plans to give you. In every prayer, in every act of love, in every sacrament. This is why it's very mistaken, those who try to receive many sacraments but without preparation, without giving themselves. It's like trying to abuse the love of God. Try to receive suffering from God without giving completely themselves to God. It's not the first commandment. The first commandment is to give everything. So this is quite an example of the martyrs. So it's always excellent because the martyrs, by the will of our Lord Jesus Christ, are united at his holy sacrifice. So the priest adds to the most precious blood one drop of water, which means the sacrifice of the Blessed Virgin Mary, her tears, and also means that a drop of water means the sacrifice of the saints, their martyrdom, their blood, and each one of our sacrifices which have been offered during Mass. Our Lord unites all those sacrifices to his own sacrifice, and as one sacrifice he offered to his Father. This is why the martyrs always will be the great example to follow, because they decided to die for Christ. So it's a heroic act of charity to do so. Is it why when a martyr dies, goes straight to heaven? Because he died with the greatest possible act of love towards God, and which automatically erases any stain of sin and any debt with God. That's the reason why you have to keep this fervor of your first communion your whole life. This is the plan of God. And you want to grow, you do that, you want to grow steadily, day after day, in His love, in His gifts, continually, until you die. And if you are doing that, you will go straight to heaven, yes. You will not pass through purgatory. You do so. So it's why we are here united as a family, praying for Susie, that she will receive these graces. And we also ask you to pray for us, because today you are treated by God like a saint. Means He has been preparing you for this moment. You are in the best positions. And therefore, whatever you ask today, you shall receive. Because all that our Lord did for you was for this moment, for this very moment, to share with you all His love, His kingdom, His life, His joy, His happiness. So the greatest than this is not, nothing greater than on earth than to be at Mass and the Holy Communion, but with these dispositions, yes. So we ask this grace, and we ask Susie to pray for us, and we need, and for His children, and all your intentions. Especially please pray for souls who may not be that may be converted and sanctified and consoled and come back to the sheepfold of Christ.